From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Howdy ho, good neighbor, and happy Friday, y'all.
Yeah, and it's summertime, so it's time for burgers.
Oh, Jesus, summertime.
I know, it's hot everywhere, so why not barbecue some burgers?
Sure,
right?
Let's do it.
All right. Thrillist, the website, ranked 12 different burger toppings from best to worst, not based on a study or survey or anything. It's just their opinion.
Okay.
Thrillist. So if you disagree, complain to them. What do you think would be the number one condiment on a burger?
Some people would say ketchup.
Cheese.
Okay. Cheese a condiment,
Cheese is a condiment. Toppings. They call it toppings.
Okay, cheese.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I would say ketchup is probably the number one.
Cheese is one.
In there, number two, onions.
Okay.
And then condiments all gang together. Ketchup, mustard, Thousand Island, mayo, ranch, aioli.
How can you put them all in the same bunch? You can't put them
all
together.
I know, right? Well, it's a topping. Condiments are a topping. Pickles, bacon.
Yes.
Bacon would have been higher for me. But, you know, I eat bacon like about 9 times a day. So, you know, it's a big thing to me. Chilies. Yeah, I used to could eat chilies on hamburgers. I can't eat chilies.
The big
anymore.
Thing is jalapenos.
Yeah. Avocado. I love me some avocado.
Yep.
Lettuce.
Yeah.
Chili. I like a chili burger.
Yes.
I do love
Tommy's.
Chili. Tommy's. Hello. Eggs. I've never had a hamburger with an egg. But I've had the Moco Loco at the Hawaiian barbecue.
So see, all you need is a bun.
You just but it's different. Because
it is different.
I think that the yolk would run down my arms, and I, you know me, and sticky fingers and arm. I can't
see, that seems
that.
Strange to me, too, is putting a over easy egg on top of a hamburger.
Yeah, but I can do that with a fork. I just can't, you know, with the burger, you got to hold the thing. Tomatoes in that last list, and at the bottom, mushrooms. Mushrooms can be good on a hamburger. I like mushrooms on a hamburger. Now that we've wasted all of that time.
Because I didn't disagree with anything, really.
I know, right? I was like, we'll cut that part out. We'll fix that in post. All right, what's going on today?
Well, there's a bevy of news we don't really care, give a crap about. So let's gloss over most of it with some headlines.
Let's gloss over it. I like that glossing over.
It's a Friday fiesta.
It's a Friday fiesta.
Kim was at the White House again this week. We're going to see we're starting things off with a I don't give a hoot, man. Now, this time, she got a private tour of the presidential residence.
Ooh.
And the dish room, too, we think.
The dish room.
Bomb chicka, wow. According to TMZ, Kim was there to continue her discussions with 45 about more prison releases.
Oh, well, okay. All right. Well, good for her.
All right. So that's done over.
Done over. We got that out of the way. No comments about the dish room. Okay.
I have so many. There's so much I can say about that blurb.
Yes, there is.
But let's carry on because
carrying
I don't need
on.
Cards and letters. French, unless they're love letters. French fries and ketchup.
Money.
Yes, the money cards.
Shaking the card, nothing's falling out.
That's like a waste of a stamp, man.
Right.
All right, French fries and ketchup. We're vacationing together.
Ooh.
There's Instas. Showing Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom.
Oh, Katy Perry. Yeah, French fries and ketchup. I get it.
They're frolicking in the waters off of Spain.
Frolicking.
Frolic.
Does he have his shorts on at least this time?
So far, so good. So far, Orlando has been clothed.
Wow.
That we know of.
That we
well,
know.
At least out
at least
of public.
In pictures.
Yes.
Yeah.
In pictures.
Okay.
So this time they're both covered, yes.
They're covered.
Photos show Katie plunging into the ocean with her rock-hard bod.
I bet she's not so rock-hard anymore.
You don't think so?
No, she's always been a little shapely.
That's true. She's not Gwen Stefani rock-hard.
No. I think that Katie's just, she's just a little cushy.
I think she's perfect.
She can sing nobody's business.
Mm. Yeah, so then later on, after the rock jumping, there's a photo of Orlando standing atop a mountain overlooking the sea with his clothes on.
He's playing Davy Jones again, I see. All right. Okay. I got it.
Revisiting, thinking, should I have been in more of those sequels?
Should it have been Keira Knightley? I don't know.
There's also pictures of the two of them together during the trip as well. So we actually had them canoodling together.
Okay. So
and then separate pictures.
Yeah. Those are establishing shots. We got to have those so we know they're still... a thing.
Kylie's kid is giving other celebs baby fever. There was enough spawning going on in that clan. Well, let's spark the fever in 22-year-old Hailey Bieber.
Oh, God.
Hailey Baldwin Bieber.
She's too young to have a child. She's a child herself. People don't have kids till they're in their 50s now. So
that's wrong. So, well, not wrong for them. I could not. No,
can you imagine
no way
changing diapers
could
when
not.
You're 65?
I can barely get out of bed in the morning.
I know, right?
I'd be like, the dog can do it.
Yeah, somebody change the kid and give him a bottle.
So
Hailey
Baldwin Bieber.
Hailey Baldwin Bieber.
HBB.
Uh-huh.
She commented on Kylie's Insta.
Okay.
A daughter Stormy with baby daddy Travis Scott.
Okay.
Meanwhile. Justin.
Uh-oh.
As in Bieber.
As in the hubby.
The Biebs.
Yeah.
He responded stating again on Insta.
On Insta.
That he wants to be her baby daddy someday, just not yet.
See? Put that thought away, young lady.
Is this how they have conversations?
Yeah, I doubt they talk to one another. This is the way life is going to be. We're never going to have to speak again. All we need is two thumbs. Actually, probably could get by with one.
All right, so Janice Dickinson, one of the women who sued Bill Cosby for drugging and raping.
Yeah.
Has won a large...
One of
I'm
many.
Sorry, has... Let me do that again, because I want to.
Okay.
Sued Bill Cosby for Puddingate.
Puddingate.
Won a large settlement from Cosby's insurance company,
but
not Cosby. That's something,
I guess. That's interesting.
You know, Bill stuck behind bars preaching the gospel.
The gospel, according to
Bill. According to him, according to Bill, about perfect fatherhood.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
Give them the pudding. And last but not least.
Oh, we've got more. Okay.
Officially, Will and Grace will wrap after this season in 2020.
Care less.
I care, though.
I don't care.
I actually haven't seen any of the new ones.
I saw, like, the first one of the reboot, and it was like, yeah.
The show, which will now have 11
joke.
Seasons under its belt,
yeah.
will end with the third season of the reboot for now.
You know who they could have as a guest star? Halle Berry. Halle Berry could be a guest star. She's right in the right age range. She could play gay, I think. It would be cool. Grace, and Halle. I like that. Hey, programming note now. I am on vacation for a couple of days next week, so you get a few days off. Good for you, doggone it.
But do I really?
Yeah, well, here. You get a few days off from here. Right. Let's reconvene back here on August 1st, both for the podcast and for the show. And then Boss Boss Radio is having their 7th birthday on August 1st.
Gadzooks.
So we'll be having a little special show then, too.
Gadzooks.
Meanwhile, have yourself a great weekend, and first part of the week. We'll see you next week. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.